My first thought whenever he said street name was, I was like, I'm white. That was my first thought. She's kind of hot in that movie. I like that.
Yeah, she is. She was also hot in Alien.
I haven't seen Alien, actually. I need to see Alien.
Yeah. Oh. So. She kills the alien.
Oh. Dude, spoilers.
The good old days, less commonly known as the different days.
Yeah. Alright, welcome to the Tomato Flame Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Colt Davidson, and as always, we're joined by...
Austin Gray.
Corey.
Yeah. All three of us finally got to be available at once for a podcast. We've been leading wild and hectic lives, except for Corey. But Corey did go to the Nationals in Pokemon. That was pretty cool. I don't know what had you place. All right. Well, we mostly wanted to get going on the podcast again. Don't know how often we're going to be doing it, but we're going to try to do more regular, you know? Right, Austin?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. And Austin, he texted me saying that you had a good story. Do you want to go ahead and start the story?
Yeah, I could start it off with that. So, okay. I was, as Suicide Squad, like, the trailer's been coming out, all that stuff. Movie's out by now, obviously. I was going to go watch it, like, the opening weekend, by myself, again, obviously. Because that's the way you do, if you're Austin. And I think the two podcasts I listened to beforehand helped, because I went in with such low expectations that... It wasn't good, but I enjoyed it a little bit. Yeah. I enjoyed it the best I could under the circumstances. And here's the circumstances.
Okay, let's hear the circumstances.
So about 10 minutes, 15 minutes into the movie, this dude walks in. He's late, and he sits in, like, the front row. There's not very many people in there. Mm-hmm. He sits in the front row. I'm, like, three rows back, and he's kind of in – front of me, not exactly in front, but slightly to the right. And I'm watching the movie, and have you either of you guys seen it?
I've seen it. I don't think Corey has. I doubt Corey
has. Okay.
Have you seen Corey?
No, I haven't seen a superhero movie in forever. Oh,
yeah. In that first fight scene where they fight whatever those goop dudes are, I don't know what they are. What are they called, Colton?
I don't remember.
Goopy Goths.
I mean, that's close. It was a stupid name.
Yeah, it was really stupid. I don't remember what it was.
But anyways, it was that first fight scene where they find these dudes with the goop all on their face and they start fighting them. It was in that fight scene. The guy, like, I noticed the guy had pulled out his phone and he was texting. And I was like, all right, guy, take your phone away, because it was kind of bright. Like, he didn't have his brightness all the way down. And, like, in the iPhone... messages, it's like super bright, it's like white background, all that stuff, so very distracting. And I figured he was gonna send a text to whoever and then put it up. And then the fight scene's still going, and I noticed he switched to Facebook. Like, he switched to his Facebook app. No, he didn't go to an app. Like, it was so bright I could tell what he was doing. He went to his browser, then typed in Facebook, then logged into Facebook.
Good
and started
Lord,
browsing.
How old was the guy?
It was hard to tell because it was dark, but he was like, he was an adult. He was bald. He had a beard, pretty good sized beard. Uh-huh. Wasn't very tall. He was like maybe close to 40.
Okay.
He was himself. And I was like, all right, you better just look at your post quick and then put it away, because I want to enjoy this movie the best I can. Uh-huh. And he still hasn't put it away. I wait till the fight scene is over, which was like another couple minutes of him looking at Facebook. And then I lean up and I'm like, hey, could you put your phone away? It's kind of bright. I tried to be polite and I felt like I was, even though I wanted to say, hey, guy, put your phone away because you're pissing me off. I wanted to say that, but I was polite. I said, could you please put your phone away? It's kind of bright. And he just like looked at me for like a second and then turned away and was still on his phone for like another 30 seconds before putting it away, which I was like, all right, whatever. And so I go back to watching the movie, and then it was like about 30, 45 minutes later, maybe. Like, the movie's only halfway done at this point. And he leaves the theater, and he doesn't come back. And
that's really weird.
When he left the theater, I was like, okay, he's going to the bathroom. I didn't really think about it. But, like, when he didn't come back, I'm like, this guy is, like, I started getting nervous. Cause I'm like, this guy's like a psychopath. He's going to buy a gun right now, and he's going to come back and shoot me. So the rest of the movie, I really, like, I was trying to watch it and concentrate, but that's all I could think about, was that this guy was going to come back and shoot up the theater because I told him to put his phone away. And I couldn't really enjoy the movie, like the last half, the second half of the movie, because of this. Yeah. But overall, wasn't a terrible movie because I was distracted the whole, the second half. And then I had the two podcasts to go up that were like, that knocked it down so hard that between those two, I actually didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah, I guess we can go ahead and move into, do we like the movie or not? And Quentin and Corey hasn't even seen the movie and he doesn't care, do you?
Nah.
Yeah.
Look, Corey, it's a good call. You really don't need to watch it.
In spite of it being an absolutely horrendously written, directed, shot, and yet all of that, it was just a terribly made movie, except for Margot Robbie and Will Smith were amazing. Like, despite
yeah.
everything, they're really, really good.
Yeah, Funhouse was talking about how, like, Will Smith was, like, he acted the crap out of it, even though he's fed terrible lines like that.
Right.
And it's true, because he was fed some terrible lines. Like, that one that at the very end, they're fighting the main bad chick, the witch, or whatever. Not the witch.
Enchantress.
They're fighting Enchantress. And he's like, he said, man, you are evil.
Yeah,
I'm like, that is really bad.
It was
so cringeworthy.
It was
very
very, very cringy.
But imagine, like, that, except Will Smith is saying it. And that was what it was. It was just like his Will Smith yell.
Yeah.
He's like, man, you are evil. And I'm like, oh, man. Everybody knows this. But, yeah, and then, like, Killer Croc was kind of weird looking.
Yeah,
his head was too big for his body.
He had droopy boobs.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Very.
It was weird because, like, he wasn't any bigger than the other characters.
And most of the time he's,
except,
like, super huge.
His head was really big. It was really big.
Yeah.
And it was like, he wasn't, like, super muscular either. He was, like, cut, but not muscular at all. And then, like, he had some weird lines, too. He's like, I'm beautiful. At one point, like,
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn calls him ugly. He's like, not me, I'm beautiful. Like, all right. But, yeah, there were some lines that were weird in it. And, I don't know, it wasn't very good.
It was not good, but I enjoyed it despite it being a terrible movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I still found a way to enjoy it because, I mean, okay, like, most of my enjoyment came out of, like, when Harley Quinn was facing away from the camera. But
at least you're honest.
I still found a way to enjoy it.
Well, moving on, school started for me and Corey this week. Corey, do you have any good first couple days impressions of school? You got anything good from? You got any good stories from school?
Plenty.
All right, let's hear one.
I missed my first class.
I forgot about that.
First class of the year, totally missed it.
Right on.
Went in and talked to the professor as everybody else was leaving. I'm like, yo, I missed your class. He was like, have the syllabus. You just saved yourself an hour. I'm like, cool, man.
And, nice.
He
was like, yo, here's the syllabus, dog.
I also forgot.
He talked like Killer Croc, by the way.
Yeah.
I also forgot to bring towels. And so the first morning, I realized I did not have towels. And so I used a t-shirt for towel. So.
Right on.
It was really funny, too, because, like, Corey said he was going to come up, Friday?
It was Thursday or Friday,
and he texted.
Okay, when did classes start?
Classes started Monday. So this was last Thursday. Last week, I texted Corey, like, Sunday last week. It's like, hey, when are you going to come up? He's like, probably Thursday or Friday. And then I text Corey on Wednesday. I was like, are you coming up tomorrow? He said, no, I'll probably come up Friday. Text him Thursday night, hey, what time are you coming tomorrow? Then it was, I might be coming up Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. And then it's like, so are you coming? And then he didn't show up on Saturday. It's like, are you coming today? It was Sunday morning. He's like, yeah, I might be here. Corey, I told Austin this story, but I haven't gotten to tell you or Carson or Shaden this story. Are you guys ready for this? The podcast listeners will hopefully really like this.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's better than your steak story.
My steak story probably wasn't very good, but I don't care.
We'll cut it.
I was talking, so I went to Walmart to go get some Mucinex. And you know, when you go to Walmart, you have to go to the stupid pharmacy. The guy goes and gets the thing. He's like, scream Sudafed, and you have to give him your driver's license and stuff. And I hand him my driver's license, and he's looking at it. He goes, nice street name. I looked at him, like, super confused. I was just like, what are you talking about? And I must have looked really stupid. He goes, oh, the street you live on, you know, Kickapoo. And I was like, oh. My first thought whenever he said street name was, I was like, I'm white. That was my first thought, was I'm white. He's like, oh, no.
Racist.
Like, this street
name. White guys can have street names.
I guess. But I guess my street name is Kickapoo.
Yeah, that's going to be your street name. I'm just going to call you Kickapoo.
Which, I guess, coming to full circle, it reminded me of whenever we went to Ireland, Austin. And the airline lost everybody's bags.
We were
like in Dublin trying to get our bags, and the ticket agent was like, okay, what's your home address? And I was like, 9600 Kickapoo Drive. And he's like, what? It's like, Kickapoo Drive. What? I was like, Kickapoo Drive. It's Indian. I'm American. And he was like, oh, okay. But he still looked at me really funny. I was like, yes, that's a real freaking name.
So Kickapoo's an Indian name, yeah?
It's a tribe, yeah.
What did the leader do to make that the thing? I don't know. It's like, he just kicked a poo?
My dad always made that super lame joke that we were related to a chief, and his name was Chief Stinky Butt of the Nowaipi tribe. And I used to think that was hilarious until I realized that was like a standard dad joke.
That's so stupid. I am a part of tribe Squastopee.
Colton's tired.
I don't squat to pee though. No. I do a handstand.
You do it. So. I guess we didn't really get to podcast much over the summer, but several things happened.
Colton's married.
No, I'm not married.
Yep.
I did an internship at the Tulsa airport, and the whole summer, I was the only male in the entire marketing department. So it was four women, and then the other intern, which was a girl. And so I said, like, this whole summer, I haven't been able to fart at work. I haven't been able to curse. I haven't been able to tell any dirty jokes. And so this last week, I've been indoctrinating myself back at the maintenance hangar at OSU, where it's literally a human resources nightmare. It's like the worst place to work ever. But we're like, oh my goodness. So having to rebuild all of my old bad habits. Like, one of them was if anybody dropped like a screwdriver or anything, even if you're across the hangar, someone would scream, hey, you dropped something. And me and the other intern, after a long day of working, we were going down an escalator to get down to our office, and she dropped like a whole stack of papers everywhere. I went, hey, you dropped something, and she almost punched me in the face. it was a good time.
That reminds me of camp
yeah.
one year where yeah. like when somebody would, like, this was like once every meal, somebody would drop a cup and it would just like bounce on the floor for like 5 seconds, and everybody there would stop talking, and when it stopped rolling they would all clap. It was awesome.
So anyway, Austin,
he's four-fifths.
So Luke Grisham is up here at OSU.
Luke. Okay.
Luke Grisham and his roommate.
I was like, who's Luke?
The monkey from Aladdin.
Yeah. And
I want you to
tell me, what is his real name? Can you tell me his real name?
I do. I have. Hold on. Give me a second.
Because I had no
Joseph.
Idea.
It's Joseph.
Yeah. It's Joseph. And I was talking to Shane about it. I was like, yeah, I literally don't know what his real name is. It's Blaze. I've only ever heard of him as named Blazion.
And a boo.
I was like, both are terribly offensive.
How are they offensive?
I think he coined the name Blazion himself.
Really?
And I don't know where a boo came from, but
I just remember Riley Webster calling him a boo. I was like, why is he called a boo?
Look, we're not like
we may be racist. We just don't know it yet.
People are too sensitive to that stuff because, like. If you have a friend, like, you can't be racist. Obviously, racism's wrong.
Yes.
I'm going to say that first. But
racism,
if you got
bad.
A friend who happens to be a person of color, and that's politically correct, I think, and you don't out front just tell racist jokes to them, but if they bring it up, and then, like, after knowing them, you know they're cool with it, you can be as racist as you want. It's all good.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, they know you don't mean it. And secondly, I don't know. There wasn't a secondly. But people are too sensitive about that. Who cares?
My dad always told me stories about I used to work with a guy, a black guy. And this black guy loved hearing black guy jokes. He loved them.
Yeah, David does too. And I tell him all the black guy jokes.
My dad said, later the guy got fired. He sued the company for the racist comments.
Oh, he got fired and he said...
The guy got fired or let go, or he wasn't going to get a promotion, so he quit. And then he sued the company for racist remarks and stuff.
Wow, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah. About that now.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, man. Back in the different days.
Golden days.
Yeah,
the different days.
The golden days, yeah. The good old days.
The good old days, less commonly known as the different days.
Yeah, that's good.
Those days were different.
Yeah, they literally were different.
So, this is all I got.
Yeah.
I shot that one Suicide Squad story where I thought that guy was going to shoot it up.
But he didn't.
Seriously, you don't know how bad, like, I hyped it up in my head. I almost left. Because I'm like, this movie isn't worth it.
This movie? If it was Star Wars, would you have stayed?
Probably. Yeah. I would have stayed. Like, if it was, I was watching Rogue One, I've been like, I'm going to watch it in this movie if it kills me. Literally.
Literally.
But this one was not worth it, and like I finally had to tell myself, look, you're over analyzing this, and then odds are out of like the 10 people in here, some redneck has a gun and he'll shoot the guy before he shoots you if it does happen. So I was like that's what kept me in the theater. It's like, you're being an idiot, but like you can't, like, it's not really an irrational fear anymore.
Yeah,
because that can happen.
It has happened, so
yeah.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, like, even Batman was in this movie, so it's like I could see the parallels in this situation. Because the guy shot it up during Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I remember that. We were in Ireland when that happened. The second.
Were we?
Yeah, we were in Ireland because we wanted to go see. Dark Knight Rises before it came out in the U.S. and then dropped spoilers all over the Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
But then we found out that it was going to open at 6 a.m., so it would be the same time as what it would be in the United States, so we didn't do it.
Yeah. I think I watched it when I was in Colorado. Yeah, I watched that movie in Colorado, Dark Knight Rises.
It's a good one. It's a good movie, you know.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I think Ben Affleck is a good Batman.
I do think he. I think he's gonna be a pretty good Batman. I can't wait to see the Batman solo movie.
It'll be yeah. awesome, hopefully. I mean, is it gonna be directed by Zack Snyder?
No,
he's
no.
kind of like he's kind of like 0-3 right now.
Yeah, Zack Snyder is like destroying the DC franchise as we're talking.
And yeah, well, I mean, it's also not completely his fault.
Yeah, I can. He definitely deserves at least 50% of the blame.
Yeah, true. But I mean, like
maybe 70.
They aren't planning it out as well.
Yeah,
as Avenger or the Marvel did.
Ben Affleck is directing and acting in his own in the movie, in his Batman movie.
Nice.
So, good. He's I think he is an acclaimed director. So,
I mean, freaking Good Will Hunting.
Oh, he directed that?
I think him and well, I don't know if he directed it. Like him and Matt Damon wrote the script.
Okay, then that makes then. Yeah.
And then he directed The Town.
Okay.
And directed other stuff that I can't name. But yeah, he's a good director and great actor and handsome man.
Yeah, he's a good actor, or a good actor and hopefully a good director. So, well, Austin, I guess it's kind of time to go ahead and wrap it on up. You want to throw? Should we even throw out Twitter handles at this point? Do people even listen to this anymore?
Yeah, who cares, man?
Well, this is Colton.
We're just doing
Davidson.
This for us.
Yeah, this
at
is
this, point.
This is Colton Davidson
signing out.
Corey Widener. You can follow Corey Widener at hashtag digs out for Harambe. No.
How do you search that?
Edit that out.
Hashtag and Twitter and then it digs out for Harambe and it search.
Cutting that out.
I saw this movie, or this, not movie.
Famous.
I saw this thing on Twitter, this picture. And it was like Twitter page that like they have like shirts and stuff, and then they freaking sent a link to, like tweet a link to their store, and then the picture of the shirt they were tweeting a link to was it had a picture of a gorilla head.
Yeah.
Could be Harambe, I don't know, but it had a red, white, and blue bandana on. It just said 1999 to 2016. Below the gorilla. I was like, that's that must really be Harambe.
My favorite one I've seen is it was the back of a gorilla walking into the gates of heaven, and it had what was the name of the Australian dude that died?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah, Steve Irwin, and it says, "Welcome home, big fella."
I've never seen that. That's funny.
I think Story Smith retweeted it or tweeted it. It was great. But all right.
I don't know how the Harambe hype has, like, I don't know how this meme has gone on for so long.
I don't know.
Like,
I
literally think
it's
this might
internet.
Be something
what do you expect?
the world might never forget this.
This is the first good meme we've had in so long.
Yeah, like,
we
this,
were stuck
out,
with
all,
Dat Boy for so
out of
long.
All the dank memes, I think this one's going to stand the test of time.
We're going to have it carved in stone, and so when people look back on our society and try to figure out what we were talking about, there's just
yeah,
be
it's
like
just
a giant
like
gorilla.
No, it's gonna be like
and a piece of Mallow Anatomy.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's gonna be the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and then it's gonna be a star. It says Harambe, and just like instead of handprints, it's gonna be penises.
All right, let's go
just
ahead
in the cement.
None of this part was gonna be in the podcast.
Yeah, this is probably gonna like instead of it being 34 minutes, it's gonna be like 30 because the last few minutes of conversation
and
have to be
Corey
cut out.
And Austin, bye. Cut every
signing
other
out.
Word we said.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it was good talking with you, Corey. You live across the hall from me now. You get to see me so much more.
I actually didn't get up to come in the room. I just slid.
Yeah, he just slid his chair into the room.
Right on.
Well, all right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening so much. Hope
peace
you got
out,
to
space
listen
cowboy.
To that epic conversation we just had. Everybody, have a good night.
Dicks out.
Or day.